Let me off the terror wheel.
Shut up, bitch! Looks like it's nighty-night time! Only some of you won't be waking up! As for the rest of you, sit back, put on your PJs and nighties, while you hear the story entitled How!
What the fuck is up? I'm in the hall. If I'd have Jay's been to tell a story, so sit your ass down, shut the fuck, and get schooled, motherfucker.
Well, I'm waking up so early, cause I knew this day would come. My daddy's passed out with an empty bottle of rum. Although she's been gone long, I do not miss my mother. And he's a sorry fuck, so there's nothing in the cupboard. My little brother's starving, hungry, and sick. Cause ain't nobody coming by the house giving free shit. So we getting kinda skinny and my brother's almost dead. Got no other choice but for milk and bread.
Stepped out the house for the first time in 2 years, cause my neighborhood, it ain't really good. Lay up in my bedroom night after night, I hear screams, zombies shooting and looting.
But now here I am and I'm walking down Jefferson with a bag of money bags. I don't understand how the world can be full of so many evildoers. I can hear them underneath me in the sewers. Keep seeing shit out the corners of my eyes. Steady looking over my back, I didn't realize where I was going. I didn't wanna bother anybody. Accidentally stepped on a dead body.
Hey motherfucker, watch where the fuck you going. I might be dead, I'll kick your ass.
Now I apologize, but he still had to talk shit. So I stepped over his face and kept walking. And here's the part of my story that gets really scary. Had to walk alone down Military. I can see the crackheads hiding in the trees, looking for some change, looking for some brains. Everything seemed too quiet as I walked down the block until I got hit with a rock. I must have been out for quite a while, cause when I woke up, my nanny goat was out of style. And the crackheads took my money backs in a dash and ripped off my arm in the process. But fuck that shit, I still got another hand, so I can still get the shit for my little man. And I'ma walk with my nuts hanging out, I ain't scared, but this is where it gets weird.
Factories, toxic waste and chemicals, they have strange effects on the animals in my neighborhood. Like the giant rat that jumped on my back.
I'm running like a maniac all through the ghetto zone, and it's steady taking bites on my nug bone. Wrestling around, found his tail, so I straight bit it. Then it ripped off my leg and broke with it. Tried to catch up, but I couldn't move quick enough. This little trip to the snow straight fucking me up. But that's okay, cause the snow's just on the block. So I hop and it seems all wrong as I look up in the sky. I see the vultures waiting on me to die. But I made it to the store, so fuck all you hoes, be by the side.
Close.
Pick up a mailbox, threw it through the wall, cause I'ma get my shit, so fuck all of y'all. Took a loaf of bread and a carton off the shelf. Even took a bagel 2 liter for myself.
Walked out the store like a G, that's when I heard the click click sound of a Mossberg. The store owner, he didn't like a B&E. That's why he didn't see a problem with fucking me. Blew my motherfucking head off my shoulders. Didn't say nothing, kept bucking. But I gotta say I made it home in a heartbeat. Nobody fucks with a head rolling down the street. Now I think about it, was a full man leaving now. Now I'm ahead with a loaf of bread in my mouth. Bouncing up the stairs, I knock on the door with my chin. Hey yo, little man, won't you let me in? And best believe it was good to see my little brother.
Hey, you forgot the milk, you dumb motherfucker!
Lock the door behind me, cause I'm back on route. Back to the store, and I'm out.
What pussy is this, bitch? Hey, what the fuck are you looking at? Ain't you ever seen pussy before, stupid ass?
Really, me?
That dead ass, bitch? Bitch. Tells ya how he stuck her with his wang. What?